Hi, this is Anya Marina, and you're listening to my synchronistic soul brother, Andras Jones, on Radio 8 Ball.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio, live on stage, or on the web, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun, and when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. So, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions for the most powerful experience of the Pop Oracle. This episode is being recorded on February 6th, 2016, and features our musical guest, Anya Marina. Anya is a longtime friend of the show, and she and I will be joined by some of her most illustrious friends to engage her music as the pop oracle fodder in our musical divinations. It's all about synchronicity, folks, so stay tuned to Radio 8 Ball.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
And here we are on Radio 8 Ball with Anya Marina, back in the realm of the Pop Oracle, on tour in Seattle, Portland, and other West Coast cities, promoting her Paper Plane, her new Paper Plane album, CD, and digital download from Good Rope Records. They make the best rope and the best records. And Anya, welcome back to Radio 8 Ball.
Thank you, my friend. So good to see you.
Yeah, so you've been, not only have you been making music and touring since the last time you were with us, but you now have a podcast that you co-host in New York City.
Yes, I'm one of a handful of people who have tried this new medium.
Of knowing nothing?
Of,
you and the
Buddha. Of hosting podcasts. And, it's just me and five other people. A podcast.
So people can go check out the We Know Nothing podcast.
Yeah, we're on this site called Art19. They host a bunch of podcasts. You can get it on the iTunes podcast app. You can get it anywhere.
And they're very funny. And
I try.
You,
I think they try.
Talk about a lot of racy topics.
They do. I'm just shirking all responsibility to my co-hosts. Sam Morril and Phil Hanley are two fine comics. Phil is much more refined than Sam. Sam is a wild card.
And he's going to be joining us here to ask one of the questions here on Radio 8 Ball.
Terrifying.
Now, I explained this at the opening of the show, but basically the way this show works is that we answer questions by picking songs at random and then interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. You have a list of 8 songs, numbered 1 through 8. I can't see it. And what's going to happen is that as people ask questions, we'll ask them to ask a question and pick a number that hasn't already been chosen. Then you'll play that song, and then we'll talk about how that song answered the question. And it's a little bit of music and a little bit of synchronicity. And since we both come from households with parents who are psychologists, we can also maybe recognize a little bit of a therapeutic aspect to this.
It's all coming back to me now.
Okay. So I have a whole... I don't record these very often anymore. We used to be doing these weekly. Now I just do them when there's an artist who I'm really excited about comes to town, we'll record one. And then the rest of the time we release stuff from the archives. So the last time we did one of these was with Jimmy Webb.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're the first artist we've recorded a Radio 8 Ball radio show with since then. And I don't know when the next one's going to be. So I'm just like, I wish I could ask like 5 questions.
Well, you can't.
I can't. Thank you, Anya, for... keeping me honest there. So I guess I'll ask the I know which one I'm gonna ask. So
where's the 8 ball?
Well, 8 ball's in the name. There's actually not the 8 ball is your list of 8 songs.
Oh, I did a whole bunch of coke before I got here thinking
that we'd have more for you.
A requirement.
It's funny, you and Radon Chong are the two who really go to the cocaine jokes about Radio 8 Ball.
Like, that is hacky.
You think Radio 8
sorry,
Ball
Radon.
Would actually would work? You think everyone's going to think it's a drug reference? I'm like, I'm so unhip.
No.
I didn't even get, I did not.
So we don't ask the oracle anything. We ask the oracle, but there's no answer.
The answer is your song.
Okay, got it.
Anya, you've done this show.
I've done this show before
twice. You've done it live on stage in L.A.
I had a long drug and alcohol period of abuse. Okay, no. I'm kidding. I'm fine. And everything worked out well. No one got hurt.
So the audience isn't confused.
My songs are the eight ball.
Anya has a list of eight songs that are numbered 1 through 8. We ask questions, pick a song at random. She plays it. And amazingly, through the function of synchronicity, it relates in some magical way to the question.
It really does. This is a profound experience for me. The last two times I did it, I felt freaked out. I got goosebumps.
I know. I can tell.
I hope that happens this time.
I think we blew some of your brain cells on it. But we have you back in the realm of the pop oracle.
Giving blondes everywhere a bad name. Anya Marina. Nice to be here.
So, speaking of giving people a bad name, I live in Olympia, Washington, a small town that I've documented in songs and albums and in books and screenplays. It's my muse. It is a town, a beautiful little progressive town, chock to the brim with justifiably angry women. And the Riot Girl movement brought them all there, and I'm a guy who's chosen to live there for better and worse. I feel like that's like the cutting edge culturally of where I could be. And I looked at my opportunities when I was in my early 20s and living in LA and working in films and having a band, but just disgusted by the culture that was around me. And I chose Olympia. And since then, pretty much every 3 or 4 years, I get like the sort of the reactionary nature of that town rises up and gives me a, I don't know, dude slap, mm-hmm. I guess. The male equivalent of a bitch slap, I guess. And what that does, as for me as an artist, is that actually inspires me. That like when I feel, you know, punched in some way psychically, my recourse is to create stuff and create music, create, you know, and so it is a very fulfilling artistic relationship. While at the same time, it's sort of like an abusive relationship would be fulfilling. If you got great songs out of being in this abusive relationship, but you also had to be in an abusive relationship. So most recently, I was working at this bar. I do many things, act, play music, write, manage acts, but also I'm a bartender. Mm-hmm. 21st century man. And I was working this bar for about 2 years, and then about a few weeks, right up after the new year, someone sent me, they saw this really nasty graffiti about me on another bar's wall.
Wow. And I was like, you're popular.
I'm like, oh, it's starting again. Uh-oh. Someone got mad about something they heard about me, and now this reactionary thing is kicking in. And it actually, I tried to like dance around it, but ultimately it led to me not working at this bar where I've been working for 2 years.
I know.
And the reasons they gave were bogus, but that's a matter of opinion, but I know they're bogus because since then this place has been lying about why I'm not there to the guests who know me and love me from my time there. And they've been saying that the reason I'm not there is because I'm writing my second book. That's not true. Although, now that they've said it, and it's going to floating around in my little town, that's the reason I'm going to have to either confront that lie or make it the truth. And my mind, and this is the way my creativity works, my mind is just, oh, I'm already writing that book. And I'm writing it about this place. And I'm writing, it starts off with the lie about the guy writing the book. And so he has to write the book to confront that lie in his small town. And I'm super, super creatively engaged. I am so creatively turned on. And also in a therapeutic way. It's a kind of a trying to heal myself. And at the same time, it's probably a bad idea. Probably a bad idea to write it. And I guess that's really the question that I have is... So there's this artistic impulse that is really, really strong in me that doesn't always necessarily do good things for me as a person living in this world politically. And most of my youth as an artist, I didn't give a crap about the politics of it. I just went doggedly for the art.
But I'm a little older now, and I'm living in this small town, and I could engage this beast one more time. And like I say, I'm very creatively inspired to do so. But I also have the sense that it's not a good idea. So my question is, should I write the book? And I'm going to pick song number 5.
I knew you were going to say that. God.
You used to call me a man. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, and it can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for some. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else. No, why you never alone? Why you always touch and roll? Used to always stay home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. You shouldn't just be yourself, right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
that was
Hotline Bling, written by Drake. Well, as I don't know if he was the only writer, but it's a Drake song.
So that was the answer to my question. Should I write the book or should I not write the book? To write or not write the book? And you had that immediate reaction.
I just was looking at the number 5 and thinking, I hope it's not 5 because that's not going to answer that question. And then you picked 5, and then as I was playing it, I was like, oh, this totally answers. I mean, it addresses Do you want me to give my take?
Yeah.
It addresses reputation. He talks about reputation, and he's singing to this woman about how she's changed so much, and you know, she doesn't call him anymore, and she's like out doing her thing with her girlfriends and drinking champagne and dressing differently, and like she's got a rep, and you've got a rep in Olympia now. People are, your reputation is so out there that it's being written on restroom walls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big. Nobody writes about me on any restroom walls.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Did you get an answer from this when you were hearing the song?
Yeah, there was the line about reputation, and then it was all about since I left the city.
Yeah, ever since I left. Did you leave Olympia?
I've never, I mean, I did at one point, but I do all the time, but I never have left, obviously.
Right. You always
still
come
there.
Home. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Olympia is singing this song to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to
be
me,
yourself,
the
now you're someone else.
Yes.
Yeah, be your, and then
like you've changed.
Even that cell phone line, there's the line cell phone, but in it there's phonetically self own, like own to own your, to like self ownership, to like claim who you are. And that's what I feel like that's.
Hold on, let me take a hit off my joint because that was deep.
That's both, you know.
It's legal here, right?
Absolutely. In a way, it like a lot of pop oracle answers, it says both and. It gives both answers. So the answer is, you know, what would be the, you know, do I own myself by doing what I've always done and claiming the power of art to transform a situation into something that is mine, and where I have, you know, when you write, you really do get to own the whole world that you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also a sense of the power of restraint. And I guess for me, that's where I guess my answer was, write the book and then decide if I want anyone to read it.
Hmm.
Like that's the, I get to make the decision at some point whether or not I want to share it. But the fact that I'm so inspired by it means that I probably should at least write it.
I think it's a very clear answer. Yes, you have to write it. This line in the song is the answer. You should just be yourself.
You should just be yourself, even if it winds up with your name on bathroom walls calling you a fuckboy.
That's a compliment.
I thought it was a compliment, then I looked it up, and it's not.
Well, if someone cares enough to call you that, I mean, they clearly love you.
There was actually, what was hilarious was that there is, that underneath it, someone sent this to me, and through the phone, they took a picture of it, and underneath it, there was just someone who wrote, I second that.
Did they spell it B-O-I or B-O-Y?
B-O-Y.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't Avril Lavigne then.
It was not Avril Lavigne.
That was fun.
In our next segment, we're going to be joined by actress Amber Nash, who you may know as Pam from the TV show Archer.
Hi, this is Amber Nash, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball.
And we're back on Radio 8 Ball here with Anya Marina, providing the oracle fodder for our musical divinations. And we are now joined by actress and producer Amber Nash, who you may know
Hi,
Amber. You may know Amber as Pam from the TV show Archer.
Holy shit, snacks.
And she is also the producer and star of a new series you can view online called Heart of America, and you can check it out at heartofamerica.com. Amber plays multiple roles in this.
That's right.
This show that features Bigfoot and tent sex and lots of other fun things. So, Amber, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, you understand how the show works. We're going to ask you to ask a question for the Pop Oracle, and then we'll have you pick a song between 1 and 8 that is not 5, and then Anya will play that song, and that'll be the answer to your question. So what
that
is your
question? That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's going to be amazing. What's your question for the Pop Oracle?
Okay, my question is, I'm fairly newlywed. I've been married for about 3 years. So my question is, what is my marriage going to be like in 10 years?
What is your marriage going to be like in 10 years?
That's a good question.
Could you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 5?
I'm going to go with number 3.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Song number 3 from Anya Marina.
This is called Ordinary Dude.
There's a man pacing outside in the thick of a fight, thinking tonight is the night, alright. He throws caution to the sky. This is his life. What's it gonna be? Fight or fly? Oh, the road is tried and true. Running from the rules. And now you're asking me if I approve. You know I do. I love you too. You know I do. You're not some formula that I set out to prove. You're on my side. You're not uptight. I can't lose. You're not some ordinary, ordinary, ordinary dude. Ooh, let me try. Ooh, to survive it, survive it. All the roads a lonely land. Living all I can. And now you're asking me to understand. You know I do, I love you too. You know I do. You're not some formula that I set out to prove. You're on my side, you're not uptight. I can't lose. You're not some ordinary, ordinary. Are you gonna make me proud? Are you gonna stick around? 'Cause I've given everything to make me normal. Ooh, who do you think you are? Knowing I've come this far, I'm not giving up until I live it up. All the road divides ahead. Stick together or we're dead. And now you're asking if I have regrets. You know I do, I love you too. You know I do. You're not some formula that I set out to prove. You're on my side, you're not uptight. I can't lose. You're not some ordinary, ordinary, ordinary.
And that was Ordinary Dude from Anya Marina. Is that on the new record?
Yeah, that's on Paper Plane.
The new record, Paper Plane. The answer to Amber Nash's question, what will her marriage be like in 10 years for their 13th anniversary? That was a pretty great answer, I thought.
I did too.
Beautiful song, Anya. That is just absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I'm so glad you liked it, and I'm so glad you picked it, because while I was singing it, I was like, things look good. Things look sunny, sunny ahead. I like this song because it's like it's sort of a realistic picture of love, and I actually wrote it about being on the precipice of a relationship, like when you're just about to dive in, you know, that moment where you're like, are we going to do this or are we not going to do this?
Yeah.
And I like the idea of singing it to people that have been together for, at this point, you know, 10 years from now, at 13 years in their marriage. Because it's like, it talks about regret, it talks about commitment and fight or flight and having a fight. So it's like a realistic picture of a real relationship. But at the end, they come together and it's like the road divides ahead, stick together or we're dead. And now you're asking if I have regrets. But then the end is, You know I do. I love you too. You know I do. You're not some ordinary dude. This is like your guy.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. What did you get, Amber? Was there anything
I was thinking either all those beautiful things that Anya just said, or maybe there's a new ordinary dude that's come along that's broken up my marriage, and so now I'm entering into a new relationship. Or maybe, in a totally crazy twist of fate, now I'm an ordinary dude taking a totally different path in my life.
Interesting. You saw, well, you're taking this the way that I tend to with this, is not to light upon one particular answer, but look at all the potential reflections that there are in it. I thought it was really interesting because, you know I do. There is even a recommitting of the vows. She's saying, I do, you know.
Totally. And, you know, it's just like I think about how much I knew about my husband when we got married and how much I know about him now. It's totally different. It's not even been that long of a period of time. So, you know, the things that you appreciate and understand about somebody changes a lot quicker than you think it does, because it just seems like day to day is just going by and you're just doing your thing. But, you know, you wake up and you're like, wow, I know so much more than I did 6 months ago or a year ago, you know.
Is he going to listen to this?
I'm sure he will, yeah.
What do you think his take will be?
It's like, probably very similarly. I don't think, you know, and we're both kind of smart-ass comedians, so who knows what he's going to think about it.
He's going to be like, who's this new guy that breaks up?
The worst. Huh?
He's going to be like, who's this new guy that breaks up our marriage 10 years from now? I want to meet this chump.
Exactly.
I guess we'll just have to check in 10 years.
Yeah, call back.
Yeah. You guys will still be there.
How did you guys meet?
We actually met through comedy. He right now currently is the improv director at the comedy theater that I work at in Atlanta. But when we met, I was working at this comedy theater in Atlanta, and he was working at a comedy theater in Canada, in Edmonton, and our theaters would have festivals. So we would travel up to their festival, and they would travel down to ours. So I actually met him when he was 19. And then, you know, years later, he became the artistic director at our theater, and that's when we started dating.
And how old were you when he was 19? If I may ask.
I was 22, because I'm a little bit of an older lady for him.
Yeah. And is he in Heart of America?
He is. He's actually Bigfoot.
Oh, my God. How cool. He's definitely no ordinary dude.
That's right.
You guys seem like a good weirdo match.
Yeah, yeah. And he was one of the writers and producers of it also.
Ah, so the love story between you and Bigfoot, your character and Bigfoot's in it, is somewhat autobiographical.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and the beastly nature of this woman trying to tame this beast is also very autobiographical.
In Heart of America, Bigfoot has some substance abuse problems.
How did you tame the beast?
Well, I actually, in the end, wasn't able to, but throughout the story, I'm constantly trying. My character that's taming the beast ends up being the bad guy. Spoiler alert. But, you know, I'm trying to keep the beast from drinking and smoking and trashing the environment, just usually by yelling at him.
But in real life, is that what happens?
Not in real life, no. He's actually, you know, just starting to learn how to appreciate the finer things, like a clean bathroom. Slowly but surely, starting to appreciate those
things.
This
sounds like a sexy relationship that is going to have legs, lady. Amber, it's all good from here on out.
You and the Bigfooted one. Thank you for being a part of this and asking this question. And I encourage everyone who is a fan of Archer and knows Amber as Pam to check out her series, Heart of America, which you can find at heartofamerica.com.
And it's H-A-R-T, just for people.
Ah, yes, like heart to heart.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm checking it out right now.
So check that out, and thank you for being on the show.
It was so much fun. Thank you guys for having me. And Anya, I'm going to get your album because I think that you're just fantastic.
Thanks, Amber. I'm a fan.
This is so beautiful.
Okay, this is Moses Allison, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andros Jones.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to do.
And we're back on Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. I'm your host, Andras Jones. We're here with Anya Marina performing the Oracle Fodder for our musical divinations. And on the line from, I believe, from New York City, but...
That is correct.
Possibly from someplace else. From New York City is Anya's partner in podcast crime, Sam Morrell. Sam, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
From New York City, but I'm in St. Louis right now. I'm not going to tell the name of the hotel because there's a lot of crazy people out there looking to get a piece. So not going to happen. Nice try, Radio World. But I'm in St. Louis playing the funny bone right now, just chilling in my hotel.
Living the dream.
Is that an instrument?
Yeah.
Or is that a euphemism?
That's a club.
I'm just in a hotel playing the funny bone right now.
There are a lot of euphemisms. We know what I'm doing now. This is my new thing. I put Mucinex by the trash bin. So that way the housekeeping thinks I had a cold. I feel better about that. You know?
I don't understand. Oh, I see. There's a lot of self-auto-erotic something happening.
Tissues, Anya. Tissues were the job. Got it. Thanks for making me explain that one. All right.
I'm a little slow today.
Okay, well, this is a little taste of the comic banter that you can hear if you check out the We Know Nothing podcast. But
Sam, this and more.
You're here to engage the Pop Oracle, and that means that you're going to ask a question.
And I'm going to engage the Pop Oracle sexually.
Don't make me laugh, because it's really difficult to project and sing when I've laughed a whole bunch. I don't know why that is, but...
Has Sam heard your songs before?
I feel attacked right now, Anya. Yes, I've heard all her songs. I'm a huge Anya Marina fan. Everyone knows that.
In spite of the hostility that you hear, he's actually a fan of my music, but...
I'm a huge fan. I think she's one of the best.
One of the best what's?
Musicians.
Okay.
Singer-songwriters. One of the most difficult human beings, but one of the best talents out there, for sure.
He is... very hurtful. If you read our texting banter, you would just think I was being abused emotionally.
That's not true. I don't know why she's spreading rumors. Anya likes getting attention right now, and it's the type of attention that throws others under the bus, and she's okay with it, and I'm not. And I will not have my name smeared on Pop Oracle Radio. Not today. Not any day. Vote for Sam Morrell 2016.
Well, Sam, what...
gmail.com.
If I may bring you back into the realm of what we do on this show, what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Okay, my question is, it's a very self-indulgent one, because I've listened to your other callers have asked. I will ask, where is my career and my romantic life going to be in 10 years?
Wow.
It's a 10-year show. Where's my career and romantic life in 10 years?
Yes.
I forgot to do my song, The Poop Shoot.
The Poop Shoot? I don't think that's a real Anya Marina song.
No, so now you have to pick a number.
Now pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 nor 5.
Oh, that's over his head.
I'm going to go with, it's not over my head. It's quite in the realm of my head.
He went to NYU and Columbia.
You know what? That's enough yelling. I'm going to go with number 7 for the late, great Mickey Mantle.
Interesting. Okay.
Number 7.
This is going to answer the question, where is my career and relationship in 10 years? We'll have a drink. We'll have a dance. We'll fall in love in New York, and then later we'll marry in France. And then we'll promise the moon and the stars. We'll stay together like Venus and Mars. We'll have some kids. We'll get it right. We'll have a wonderful, magical, beautiful storybook life. And when we fight, I'll pat your head. And I'll say, darling, let's just let it go, and we'll make off to bed. And I will love you for all that you are. And you'll protect me with all of your heart. You'll let me win. You'll say I'm right. Oh, what a wonderful, magical, beautiful storybook life. But oh, it gets cold in the chill of the winter. And oh, have you noticed the days getting thinner? When all's forgotten and all you got is time and the moon on your side, just go to bed, turn out the lights. You'll have a wonderful, magical, beautiful storybook life. Just go to bed, turn out the lights. You'll have a wonderful, magical, beautiful storybook life.
And that was
Go to Bed off my new album, Paper Plane.
Go to Bed off the new album, Paper Plane. The answer to Sam Morrell's question, where is my career and romantic life going to be in 10 years?
I mean, I don't think
I like that I'm going to be in Paris, but I don't like that it's going to get cold in the winter, you know? Okay,
that wow.
He's that so
is,
picky.
That is the community. Wow, that you just
do
really.
Do you see what I'm dealing with?
You found the dark lining in the most silver cloud. You
that's exactly our problem on the podcast. That is exactly
turn it into couples therapy, sweetie.
we have a wonderful podcast, and then we end, and we're walking to the train together, and he's like, can we edit out this part? And I thought this was bad, and I'm like, you lack confidence. You're a genius, and you're brilliant, and he won't listen to me.
That's the nicest she's ever talked to me.
It so, basically Andre, said you're going to have a wonderful, magical storybook life.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, it's a little cold for me, a little too stormy in that song. Could you get rid of the bridge?
I appreciate the song. I appreciate your lyrics and your talent. And I hope I do have a magical storybook life.
I think you will. I think you're with a wonderful woman. And I don't know
pretty
what it
cool.
says about his career, but I think it's pretty great, too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm going to have the dough to go to Paris, right? Just
yeah, it sort of assumes that seems to be taken care of. Although, I mean, I guess it could say that, you know, if you're happy in love, then things are good. If you have the career, but if you're not happy in love, maybe things are not so good.
I think everything's going to be storybook. That's what the song is saying. You're going to have a wonderful storybook life. And even when it gets cold, the bridge says, when all's forgot and all you've got is time and the moon on your side, just go to bed, turn out the lights. You'll have a wonderful, magical storybook life. So it's saying, even when you're totally freaked out, just go to bed. Everything's going to be fine.
But at the same time...
Maybe you go to bed, it's all a dream. Maybe it's all fake. Maybe I'm really sad, and the storybook part is only when I go to bed.
Well, can you tell he's a native New Yorker?
The bigger question is, which story? Like, who wrote, whose story? Is this,
Was it Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah. Is it a Grimm story?
That's your Russian coming out,
Andres.
There's
a lot of stories. I mean, most stories are about bad things that happen to people, and then maybe they survive them. But, you know, there's rarely a story that's just sort of like, Joe woke up and everything went great, and then happily ever after the end. No, it was somewhere in the middle of it. He chops off his foot or something, and then he has to deal with that. So,
yeah, you're thinking of a storybook life. Which story? A Night by Elie Wiesel.
Well, you're speaking to my Eastern European roots. I mean, that's
I know what I'm doing.
That's what Andres and I have in common. We both come from these dark places and families. Was it your mother who's a therapist and
My father was a psychologist, a dream psychologist and therapist.
So is my father, a dream psychologist, Jungian.
Yeah, my father was Freudian. And,
get out.
I feel like they sort of work together.
Yeah.
Freudian
mean you get to lie down while you talk about the dream?
We're both lying down now. This podcast is super weird. This radio show.
Are you really lying down?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Why would you lie to me, Anya? I don't understand it.
I'm lying down.
She's not really lying to you. She's lying down to you.
Okay. Cool.
Sammy, everything's going to be fine. But this song was written. This song was written when I was feeling very depressed in Portland, Oregon.
You depressed? What?
There is a theme in these songs that I'm noticing of sort of like a sort of creating this world that you want to have happen.
Yeah.
Like using the songs as spells for what you want in your life.
That's very well put.
I like that.
Yeah,
I
it
like
is
that a
spell.
Lot. That's good, Andres.
It's oh, true. Nice. I am trying to conjure up my dream life. Sue me.
You guys are the first people I've talked to today, by the way. I got some stuff from the front desk. So I talked to a woman there, but it wasn't a real conversation. It was more of a transaction, you know? So this is the first meaningful conversation I've had today.
Well, I hope it sets you off on a good course.
I'm ready to take on the world tonight, bro. Three shows, St. Louis.
You just work that funny bone. Just work it.
I'm going to work it. I'm working it hard.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, well, when Anya's uncomfortable, I guess that means we got to move on to the next caller. But thank you, Sam, for being a part of this. And I encourage everyone who's enjoyed the banter between Sam and Anya to check out their podcast, the We Know Nothing podcast.
And check out Sam's new album. It's called Class Act. It's on iTunes. It's very funny. It's a very, very entertaining comedy special. Check that out. And he's also on Red Eye on Fox very late at night. And he's the one voice of reason on that show.
Well,
oh, that's nice. Thank you, Anya. I feel like we have a good thing going.
Let's not screw it up.
You, and I value our friendship and the talent you bring to every show.
I care about you deeply, and I will talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, Sammy.
Hi, I'm Natasha Leggero, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
And we're back with Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. I'm your host. I'm here in the studio with the fabulous Anya Marina, who's touring in support of her new Paper Plane album. And we are now joined via phone from San Diego by...
No. She's in New York.
Okay. She's got a San Diego number, and she's in New York.
Yeah.
Sign of the times. And she is...
Maya Croft, my sister.
Oh, Andy Dick ruined your names for me.
I know. Well. Oh, Anal Marinara.
Nuts on your chin.
Oh, nuts.
Nuts on your Maya chin.
I forgot about that.
Andy, he said it so many times that it's just stuck in my head. I hate that. Have you been on Radio 8 Ball before? I feel like we might have had you on Radio 8 Ball once when we were back on Chaos. But now you're both writers. Anya, a writer of songs. Maya, a writer of articles and sort of longer form pieces. Working on anything exciting, Maya, right now?
Right now I'm working on trying to get my first book done. I'm doing a book about the history of naps.
The history of naps?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You should have seen his face. He looked so excited.
I love it.
It's been really fun to research.
Wow. I have so many questions, but I look forward to the book.
She's underselling it. She spent a year in Spain researching the siesta, the origin of the siesta, and the cultural implications of the siesta and its various incarnations and the lifespan and how and whether it still exists and et cetera, et cetera. It's really interesting.
We'll save it for the book.
Sorry. This is our dynamic.
It does sound really interesting. And, you know, I'm a big fan of naps. And so.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you take one every day?
I don't take one every day, but I took one yesterday.
That's great.
It was really good.
I'm still trying to master the art of the proper nap.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like either I do it right and I do the 20-minute thing, or I overdo it and I wake up in a panic and I'm ravenous and I don't know where I am and I'm sad.
Yeah, I understand. You know, that's part. I kind of like both of those kinds. Although I was told that that sleep cycles are 40, 45 minutes. So you want to take a 45-minute or an hour and a half or, you know, nap. You don't want to do a 20-minute nap.
Although 26 minutes was what I was told.
26? Well, you're the expert.
Sleep doctor.
Okay. Well, so now we know a little bit about naps and we know a little bit about your relationship. What is your question for the Pop Oracle, Maya?
Well, I have been sort of a nomad for maybe the last 2 years of my life. I haven't really had a fixed address So I want the oracle to tell me if that nomadic lifestyle is going to continue or if I might be settling down somewhere in the near future, and maybe it won't tell me where.
Okay. Well, why don't you engage the Pop Oracle by picking a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3, 5, nor 7?
How about 4?
Song number 4.
Uh-oh.
It's like eating candy when we talk. So how can I resist you? Candy, but I'm full. The memory of the pain begins to fade just as soon as you call. I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. I'm just saying goodbye. I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. I'm just saying goodbye. It's like eating candy. Every time I see you, candy, but I'm full. How can I resist you when the pain's just as sweet as the fix? I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. Just saying goodbye. I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. I'm not picking up. I'm just saying goodbye. I'm just saying goodbye.
And that was
Candy.
Candy, the answer to Maya's question. Is she going to continue her nomadic existence, or will she be settling down soon, and where? So I had a couple of ideas. How about we go to Anya? What did you seem to have a reaction after you finished playing that?
Well, it's a sad song for me. I wrote it about saying goodbye to a person that I had known for many, many, many years, who I had to sort of change our relationship from one thing to another thing. And it was really my goodbye song, sort of like a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So I, to me, that's all it really is saying, is it's just saying goodbye to one thing and sort of like savoring the sweetness of it and mm-hmm. how wonderful it was. And how attractive it was and how delicious it was, and knowing that it's not really good for me. So letting it go and not even picking it up anymore, not even picking up the phone call, not even picking up the candy, not even picking up. It's just, I'm just saying goodbye without a lot of to-do.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I think it's like, maybe if the question is, am I going to continue this nomadic lifestyle? And the answer is, I'm not going to pick it up. I'm just saying goodbye. That's one interpretation.
What did you think, Maya?
I thought, yeah, I think there's something like that in it. I know when you're saying in the lyrics, I'm not picking up that, it sounds like you're talking about a phone call. You're not picking up a phone call, but I was also hearing it as like, I'm not going to pick up and leave this time.
Oh.
Like, because that, if I am saying goodbye to the nomadic lifestyle at some point, then, you know, it kind of means like sitting in one place and not just picking up and going when something gets boring or hard. And speaking of things like not being very good for you, I just flashed back to this moment I had in November where I was in Mexico City and I had been like flying from New York to Chicago to California, and now I was in Mexico for a month, and I spent 3 weeks of that month in bed with the worst bronchitis I've ever had. And I was just thinking, like, all of those airplanes and the germs, and maybe this whole thing is catching up to me. So, yeah, it kind of resonated like that.
That's interesting that you see it as you saying good. You heard it as you saying goodbye to the nomadic lifestyle. Because I think of, because I was thinking about how the nomadic lifestyle leads to you saying goodbye all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I know that when
true.
I was living. And so, and I couldn't help but think, because I just heard that you're in New York City. I know Anya's in New York. And so I couldn't help but think that this would be like the song that she would be singing if you settled down someplace other than New York City. She'd be saying goodbye to her sister and being in the same place. And the bittersweet quality of that. But, that's my projection onto it. I think your interpretation is probably more accurate. I mean, it's definitely more accurate than just my projection onto it.
It doesn't do anything to tell us where.
Well, let's think about that. Because I think there's probably something in there. What
was the question? Where I will end up?
Yeah, like if she was to settle down, end the nomadic lifestyle. So what place is like candy?
It's like eating candy when we talk. So how can I resist you? Is there anything like? Where do you
eat the
most
candy?
Well,
New York is kind of candy-ish. Like, it's so, especially, you know, I'm kind of like, this town just rips money out of your wallet every time you go out. But there's so many temptations, and it's hard to resist. So maybe it's here.
Although the song is saying goodbye to that. So maybe, what would be the opposite of candy? Candyland, I guess.
Oh. What would be like the oat brand of cities?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Olympia.
I hope it's not.
You could move.
Yeah, you could end up in Olympia, Washington with Andres.
You could end up in Olympia reading the graffiti about me on the bathroom walls.
It's so funny, Andres, how you were saying that at the top of the show about synchronicity, and sometimes weird synchronistic things happen on the show. So right before I arrived here with Jeff, my bass player, who's so patiently sitting here, we were driving here, and it just came up in conversation, like, where's your sister living now? What's that all about? And I told the story about her being in Mexico City for a month with bronchitis, which is a pretty random story to tell somebody. Like, I just finished telling that whole story about how she was, like, second-guessing this nomadic lifestyle. So it's weird that that story was just told now.
And now Jeff is just like, these two sisters, they're obsessed with bronchitis. And
oh,
and you didn't know what my question was going to be either.
And Jeff is saying right now, actually, Jeff, hop on this microphone and say what you just said.
Well, on the car ride up, I was asking where she would, you know, want to end up living. You, Maya.
Isn't that weird?
So, yeah it's
same
pretty,
question.
I didn't
pretty,
hear that.
Oh, is this on?
He said that he had just asked me, where do you think Maya will end up? So it's weird that that ended up being your question for this show.
Oh, and what did you answer?
I said, I don't know, maybe she'll end up in New York. Did I say that? And then I said, or maybe she'll end up in Michigan, or maybe she'll end up, I don't know where.
Candiego?
Candiego, yeah.
Candy.
Yeah, we did talk about candy. I think I said Mexico City.
Yeah.
Was like her
apparently
top.
All the hipsters are going there.
I know. Yeah.
Or you know, and this is just totally random, but I just was at a gig last week where I was covering the song So Like Candy. And so I've got that mind, that song in my head, and I was listening to it. I was thinking, "Oh, song's about candy." And I was thinking about how that song was written by Elvis Costello and Paul McCartney, so maybe England.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Or maybe Athens. Where are the B-52s from? Or who? Well, who? Remember, candy, 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 I can't let you go.
Yeah, they're from... Aren't they
Is that Iggy Pop and Kate Pearson? Yeah. Anyway, Kate Pearson's from Georgia, right? Yeah.
So maybe
she's going to end up in Georgia.
There's a lot of different places you could end
oh,
up.
Oh, wait, Iggy Pop's from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister's been spending...
Oh, yeah, from Detroit.
Yeah, my sister's been spending a lot of time in Michigan.
For the water?
Yeah, definitely the water. She's an advocate.
You're taking the waters. I'm taking the waters.
To Flint right now.
You are walking to Flint right now? What?
No, I said all the hipsters are flocking to Flint right now.
Yeah, it's the next Portland.
It's the water and a lot more. So, okay, well, great. I feel like that was a wonderful engagement of the Pop Oracle and the Wonder Twin powers of Anya and Maya.
Thanks, Star.
Thank you, guys. I feel like I have clarity in my life now. I appreciate it.
Yeah, just feel, it feels like we just took a revivifying nap together.
Holy shit, snacks. This is Pam from Archer, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball.
Yeah, I like how I asked you to pick your, like, the most famous friends you had, and you're like, my sister.
Well, Nikki Glaser is the most, and she was busy, and then Kate Walsh. All these people can't be bothered.
Kate Walsh, is that the actress from
Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, I love her. And we're back on Radio 8 Ball with Anya Marina performing the songs, which are the Oracle Fodder and our musical divinations. And we are now joined on the air by her mentor.
Radio mentor.
Radio mentor, Michael Halloran. Michael, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Wait a minute. You never told me this, Anya, that I'm a radio mentor.
Only once every 6 months because you require it. He's my radio mentor slash best friend who I talk to once every 6 months. And it's just like no time has passed and I love him dearly. I've known him since I was just a wee lass in radio. And
a wee virginal lass way back in the day.
Well, I don't know about that. But he did tell me, you need to like learn how to breathe from your diaphragm. You need to, he would like, you know, torment me on the air until I became a decent radio DJ. He gave me my very first job.
Can you impersonate yourself before those lessons?
Hi, it's Anya. It's 92.1 Radio in San Diego, San Diego's independent radio. We're going to play the new one from Bare Naked Ladies.
He was like, you need to project. You need to breathe.
So Michael's your Lake Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. The In a World.
In a World reference.
In a World.
Ooh, that was good. That was like a Quasar. What was his name?
In a world where the latte macchiato meets black tea fizz.
Where are you right now, in San Diego?
I do have to say, Andres, the reason that Anya and I used to talk about you all the time is because we did a syndicated radio show out of mp3.com, and we picked probably one of your songs every single week that got played on hundreds of radio stations at about 2 o'clock in the morning across the whole country. But
wow.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. That's incredible. I love knowing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was like a star student.
He made an appearance.
Yeah, he was.
And I feel like also back in the day when I was first sort of trying to take Radio 8 Ball beyond being on Chaos, the college station I was on, I think Anya put us in touch, and I asked you some questions about how I could make Radio 8 Ball into an international success. And you gave me some wonderful advice, which I must not have taken because...
Well, the crazy thing about it, you must not have taken it because I thought you were talking about 8 balls of, like, cocaine, heroin stuff. I had no idea you were talking about a radio show.
Here we go again.
Second reference of the show. I already hit the cocaine ref. Come on, everybody.
Let's do an 8 ball.
Okay. Well, what is your question?
Behind the 8 ball.
What is your question?
That's his question. How can I score drugs in San Diego after all these years of sobriety?
Here is my question for the Radio 8 Ball. I have been sober at this point in my life for 30 years. Will it last another 30, or will I be dead within 5?
Okay, that's an easy.
No pressure.
Sobriety lasts for another 30, or dead in 5. Okay, now you get to pick a song and pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3, 4, 5, or 7.
2.
Oh my God.
Song number 2.
This is so crazy.
Resurrection, give me restraint, cause I've been gunning it to get there and then running away. Give me good intentions, even the score. Come on and give me lots of lip and let me hear you roar. Oh, uh-oh, 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 uh-oh. Give me resurrection. resurrection. Don't disappear. No, I don't need another yes man. Show me some fear. Give me some elation. Give me a ride. We'll be like people on vacation every day of our lives. Oh, uh-oh, 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 uh-oh. Oh, uh-oh, 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 uh-oh. All of this time I was taking a stand with something so fine in the palm of my hand. Don't wanna mess around, Lord knows I messed around. Don't wanna mess up. Now that I can see it, there's no way I'm gonna give it up. Give me resurrection, give me a chance. Come on and spin me like a record, make me wanna dance. I'll get you back, something right. I'll make you sing it out your window every night. It goes, oh, uh-oh, 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 uh-oh,
uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. Is that the name of that song?
Gimme Resurrection.
Gimme Resurrection, the answer to Michael Halloran's question. Will he
I'm guessing I'll be dead.
30 years of sobriety
no.
or dead in five?
I'm guessing I'll be dead because if resurrection happens, then I must have died and then you bring me back to life.
It's a metaphor, bro.
Oh, okay. It's a metaphor, pharma bro.
But if you die, then the song was totally right on. And you're coming back to life in some other way.
Will you sing it at my funeral? That's my question. Will you sing it at my funeral?
I can't wait.
Well, let's bring this back. So I think of sobriety as a kind of resurrection, right? I mean, there is...
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a way... It has this line, all this time I was taking a stand. And that made me think of the 30 years that you've been taking this... stand. I don't know how sobriety shows up in your life. It doesn't really show up in mine very much. But I would imagine that if it did, there is that sense. I know from times when I have gotten very sober for certain reasons, that there is that sense of waking up and feeling very alive. That it, you know, every morning when you wake up in that, there is a sense of a different kind of rebirth than there is when you're waking up hungover from the fun of the night before.
Or somewhat waking up.
Right. Exactly. You're not fully waking up. And that's like, so I it seemed to me to be, at least it was in how I was taking it, was to be, it was very encouraging about how sobriety and that you have resurrected yourself and you have been taking this stand. And it didn't seem like it was, the song was critiquing that stand.
No, I like the line, give me resurrection, give me restraint, because I've been gunning it to get there and then running away. Give me good intentions, even the score. Come on and give me lots of lip and let me hear your roar. Is he talking?
Yeah. When you originally wrote it, wasn't it called Big Erection?
This is why I can't talk to him more than once every few months. You know what else I like in the song is that it says, give me resurrection, give me a chance, come on and spin me like a record, make me want to dance. And this guy's been spinning records since he was like 20 years old
since
in Detroit.
Since they were actually records.
Yeah, he's like one of the very first big radio guys in the country. I mean, this is like the radio guy. If you read Rolling Stone magazine or Spin magazine from any time in the 90s, Michael Halloran was in that article about radio. Always in those articles about top 10 radio stations in the country.
Standing by your sensei. You just
I know, I have to.
You're such a proud disciple.
Well, he's the best. Hal, you of course you're going to stay sober, and you're what was the second part of the question? How's my career?
Will I be dead in 5 years?
5 years.
Oh, you know.
Thank you, Anders, for writing that down.
But you have to stick with it, is what the song says.
I will stick with it.
It's like from this moment on, you resurrected as a newly sober man.
I love that.
I also think it's interesting that you call him Hal, because it makes me think of the
computer.
Character, the computer from 2001.
We call him Hal 9000. He is the Hal 9000.
I used to be at Google.
You used to be at Google?
A Google.
But
yeah,
now you're
Hal. Ever used to use dog patch back in the day, and I told Anya, why don't you Google it? And nobody knew what Google was at the time, because we already used dog patch. That was the search engine of the day.
I don't even remember dog patch. How old are you?
Back 1812. This is 1812. This is right around the time that, you know.
So back when everyone was still on Friendster?
Yes. That's how I met you, right?
Pre-Friendster.
I can't
remember. Pre-Friendster.
Yeah.
How did we meet? We met when we were
opening. At Java Joe's?
Yeah, you were opening. You got put on a bill when my band was playing at Java Joe's. And
at the first location of Java Joe's on
the church.
Bacon?
Yeah.
My Starbucks. Can I get a little plug in there? My Starbucks is ready. I have to go.
Okay.
Lady and gentlemen.
Well, thank you for being on the air, and thank you for mentoring Anya Marina so that she could be here with us today.
And thank you for abandoning me in typical
mentoring.
Fashion. Love you.
Love you, too. See you, bye.
Bye. He's the real deal, man, that guy.
Yeah, Michael Halloran.
Yeah, he's the real.
I like anyone who plays my music on the radio, even though he doesn't do it anymore. But there was a time when my
music... We put you on every MP3.com radio show until all of us lost all our stock and got fired.
Sorry about that.
You're not the first person
to lose money on my career, and you probably won't be the last.
When he asked that question, I was looking at my list of songs and going... Please pick two, because Gimme Resurrection was a perfect answer, too. Am I going to be dead in 5 years? I was going to text him, number two, but then I thought that would be meddling with the Oracle.
So before we wrap things up here, where can people get your record?
They can get my record on iTunes, Amazon, in stores, through AnyaMarina.com, on Google Music. If you want an actual CD, you can email me. You can buy one on Amazon.com. And I have very special white vinyl LPs that just got pressed and are heading my way as we speak. So those are exciting. And I've never had a full-on white vinyl LP. So get that at Amazon.com. And if you want anything signed or any of that, I'm happy to do it. You can always email me, Anya@AnyaMarina.com. And I guess there's some streaming services too, but
an all-white CD. It sounds a little bit segregationist to me. I'm not sure.
Wow, Pacific Northwest. Okay.
Like
a little touchy.
A supremely white CD from Anya Marina.
Have you heard of the Beatles? Because you might take some issue with one of their releases.
The one called the Beatles? other people called it the White Album.
It's just the absence of color.
If you want a music, if you're looking for music that totally lacks color, you got to check out Paper Plane.
You know what? I quit. This was a total waste of time.
This is a wonderful waste of time.
No, I loved it. This was fun. I learned a lot. It was scary.
Yeah. That's when we open up Pandora's box and it gets a little bit scary. It gets a little bit eerie.
If my best friend dies in the next 5 years, I'm going to blame you.
How would you blame? You can't blame the mirror for what it reflects.
He's just going to be resurrected through his sobriety.
He's fully resurrected.
Right?
Res-erected, as he wanted to say. He's erect on the res. That's just his thing. Okay, well, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been great having you here. You need to do more of these. You're good at it.
I enjoy doing it a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Maybe sometime we can uncork the Pop Oracle on a We Know Nothing podcast.
I would love it. That would be fun.
Thanks for listening to Radio 8 Ball, and thanks to Anya and her friends for participating in this show. If you would like to support Radio 8 Ball, please go to our Patreon page and pledge to support our continued explorations of synchronicity in music. Just go to patreon.com and search for Radio 8 Ball, all one word. And that's it for this edition of Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
There's so many songs, I hope he doesn't pick that one I don't want to do. I don't want to do movies.
Wake up, face the day, nobody ever belongs. Sometimes takes time just to leave it alone. Stand out, try to be, I never get it too wrong. Hard times, thinking what you're fixing to do. My mama said it was all gonna work out in the wash. Don't you fret. Just laugh when you're already lost. Move along the road. My mama said it. My mama said it. I do believe that it's true. If it's all gonna work out in the wash, then I'm cleaning up this mess. I think I'm starting with you. Safe side, maybe you his main side. Ain't no telling out of this, so honey, don't go rocking the boat. You don't see the downside, we're kicking on the south side. That way no one ever sees the secrets you've been trying to keep. So tired of hiding out, but who do you wanna be? My mama said it was all gonna work out in the wash. Don't you fret or mold. So just laugh when you're already lost. We'll move along. I'm starting with you. So if your trepidation outweighs your fight, and if the consequences weigh down your mind, I let the feeling change me from inside. I think I'm starting with you. I think I'm starting with you. I think I'm starting with you.